This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are launching an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Joe Biden. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced Tuesday that he is directing committees under Republican leadership to conduct impeachment inquiries against President Biden. A focus of the investigations will be activities of the president's son, Hunter Biden, who engaged in transactions with foreign entities prior to his father's presidency. The House Speaker has been under intense pressure for weeks from arch-conservatives to move against the president. Democrats have released a memo detailing what they call Republican lawmakers' weaponization of their offices and exploitation of congressional power and resources to promote debunked and outlandish conspiracy theories about the president and his son. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Moroccan state media reported Tuesday the death toll from the deadly earthquake that hit the nation last Friday has risen to more than 2,900, and the number of people injured has more than doubled to 5,530. Injured residents were evacuated via helicopter Tuesday from the hard-hit rural town of Tlatni Kub, where international search and rescue teams continue working to find victims and any possible survivors from Friday's 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the high Atlas Mountains. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, International Red Cross Moroccan Operations Director Carolyn Holt said she's concerned about additional illness and injury due to damaged water supplies.
My concerns are always there with any disaster, whether it be earthquake or flood or tsunami. It's a potential, and I think where we know that water supplies have been damaged, as we know here, because of course the ground shakes and cracks those pipes, access to safe and clean water will be absolutely key.
More on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration Tuesday published a report indicating the border between the United States and Mexico is the deadliest land migration route in the world in terms of deaths and disappearances among migrants. The IOM report documented 686 deaths and disappearances among migrants on the U.S.-Mexican border last year, with nearly half the deaths recorded linked to the crossing of the Sonoran and Chihuahuan deserts, which border the U.S. states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. The number of deaths and disappearances documented by the IOM along the border represents nearly half of the 1,457 cases recorded throughout the Americas last year. Forgive me. We had a technical difficulty with that story. Cities in Libya, meanwhile, are burying hundreds of people killed in devastating floods earlier this week, from which as many as 10,000 people are still missing. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried. But many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
The death toll is huge, and it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Former U.S. Secretary of State and Senator Hillary Clinton returns to the White House Tuesday in yet another role. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the waning days of her husband's second term, the then First Lady was nostalgic about the mansion.
We're trying to stay awake 24 hours a day so that we can relish every single minute.
Clinton returned often, first as a senator and then Secretary of State, and counseled Michelle Obama in 2009.
I know a little bit about the role.
Clinton has not been back to the White House since the Obama years, staying away during Donald Trump's turn. She'll return today to join First Lady Jill Biden in announcing recipients of a Global Arts Prize, an event the Clintons first celebrated in the mansion 29 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.